Godly Civics. Our escape from the division of politics and glory to our Abba Father. The preamble. Our third awakening of faith is sweeping our nation to remove political party power from our government and complete our Abba Father's 1776 creation, Eden 2.0, with government by the laws of nature, never again human whims, ideology, political parties, or despotic rulers. Godly Civics presents the Holy Spirit's new weapon of mass destruction for our time. Government by the laws of nature, governing principles, as proclaimed in our Declaration of Independence. Give us a king did not go well for Israel. Please do not ignore his redeemed government by his laws of nature. Dear all pulpit leaders and the body of Christ, grace and peace to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is time we stop telling our Abba Father how big our problems are and start telling our problems how big our Abba Father is. Joseph Simmons. Our Christian worship centers are about to become the most significant movement since the 30-year war. The entire body of Christ redeeming our Abba Father's 1776 creation in glory to Him. A new awakening of faith and transformation is sweeping our nation as every jot and tittle. Matthew 5:13 reference of the devil's 240-year history of political party malfeasance in our government is being exposed. We simply flood the ballot box like thunder across the nation with righteous ballot marks that glorify our Abba Father and redeem His 1776 creation, Eden 2.0. Daniel prophesied the Greek world conquest, which restored a common language to spread the word, but they would never have crucified Jesus. That required the Roman Empire, also prophesied by Daniel. Those two works of our Abba Father took place over 400 years of history between the Old and New Testaments. We take Israel's Sanhedrin government for granted, but how did it happen in the Roman Empire? Divine intervention is the only answer. An important question to consider is, what has our Abba Father done in history after completing the scripture? He did not retire after the revelation. Our outreach is to all pulpit leaders and the body of Christ in glory to our Abba Father. The Holy Spirit inspires it and begins our Abba Father's next change of the world, introduced in Godly Civics. Our foundation is Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. We all know that Isaiah's prophecy is about Jesus Christ. But what comes next has been overlooked for too many years. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. Jesus' authority from pre-incarnate to today encompasses every sphere of life, including the pursuit of justice and ordering society. The church historically played an important role in shaping cultures toward liberty and accountability, until President 36, P36, separated the church and state, when the Vietnam War Rebellion became the rebellion of all held dear in our Abba Father's 1776 creation, Eden 2.0. If Jesus is in charge of our government, how can any pulpit leader and member of the body of Christ turn away from his 1776 creation, Eden 2.0? And the separation was just recently reversed. We humbly invite all Christians to review the message and explore the resources provided on the three websites in the footer. Our prayer is that all of us pulpit leaders and the body of Christ across the nation will rediscover our role in shaping culture with truth, wisdom, and love revealed with the Holy Spirit and Godly Civics in glory to our Abba Father, never to speak for Him. May the Holy Spirit guide us with clarity and courage in our only time and spread His message to everyone we know, every way we can, on the three websites below. We add to Jesus' last words to the 11 disciples before ascending, "Go and make godly citizens." In Jesus' name we pray. Onward, Christian soldiers. Amen.